The Americas.
Religion in Argentina. Moses' basket case. Argentine Jews have mixed feelings about their president's embrace.
Arms spread with a black kippah on his head, Javier Milei, the Argentine president, presses his forehead against the Western Wall in Jerusalem and begins to weep. Overwhelmed, he hugs his Orthodox rabbi, Shimon Axel Warnish. Mr. Millet's visit in February to one of Judaism's holiest sites was the most public moment yet in his embrace of the religion. At a rally last year in a Jewish part of Buenos Aires, the capital, the word shofar, an illustration of a man with the traditional Jewish ram's horn, were projected onto screens as the sound of the horn blared. In April, Mr. Millet was made an ambassador of light in a ceremony conducted at the Shul, a Hasidic synagogue in Surfside, Florida. Mr. Millet, who calls himself an anarcho-capitalist, has not officially converted to Judaism, but he says he goes to synagogue and studies the Torah. His embrace of Orthodox Judaism is unusual for a global leader, and even more so in Argentina, where until 1994 the constitution required a president to be Catholic. The country's Jewish community, 171,000 strong, is South America's biggest and the world's fifth largest, but it forms a small minority of Argentina's 46 million people. Mr. Milei's pious bent prompts mixed feelings among Argentine Jews. His Judaism seems to play a role in his messianic self-image. "My main reference is Moses," he told La Nación, an Argentine newspaper. At his rallies, some supporters copying the president's sister, Karina, who is his closest aide, wear caps emblazoned with the phrase, "the forces of heaven." That is a quote from the third book of Maccabees, an ancient Greek text which, though about Jews, is not canonical in Judaism. In battle, victory does not depend on the number of soldiers, but on the forces of heaven. Some Argentine Jews view all this with wry detachment. "I'm perplexed," chuckles Marcos Galperin, Argentina's richest man and a secular Jew. "It's discussed in the circles I move in with much irony. No one takes it very seriously," says Leiser Madanis, a Jewish retired philosophy professor. Mr. Millet has sometimes fueled suspicions that his Judaism might be faddish. He once called Pope Francis, an Argentine, a leftist son of a bitch. Yet just days after his Jewish spiritual moment at the Western Wall, he publicly reconciled with the Pope and told Italian television, "I am Catholic. I also practice Judaism a bit." Another reason for raised eyebrows is the awkward fit between the Orthodox Judaism he aspires to and his libertarianism. If there is something that is absolutely contradictory to his ultra-liberal philosophy, it's precisely Judaism in its Orthodox form, says Mr. Madanis. "Your life is ruled and regulated from the outside," he says, pointing out that there are rules and prayers for almost every moment of the day, from washing your hands to doing a shit. Amid the scepticism, there is also admiration. "Some say it is good to make Jews visible, to educate people to better understand," says Daniel Pomerantz of AMIA, a local Jewish cultural and welfare organisation. That lowers the level of prejudice. Many are delighted by Mr. Millet's close alignment with the United States and Israel, whose war in Gaza he vigorously supports, as well as his plans to move Argentina's embassy to Jerusalem. That also raises fears. In 1994, a bomb at the AMIA Center in Buenos Aires killed 85 people and injured 300. Argentine courts have repeatedly blamed Iran. The United States moved its embassy to Jerusalem in 2018. Some Argentines worry that a similar move could prompt another such attack. Moreover, the president is a polarizing figure who is slashing the state to try to bring down inflation. That is painful. Frustration with Mr. Milei could morph into anger against Jews, Mr. Madanis says. Some in Argentina's Jewish community have already distanced themselves. When Mr. Milei compared Argentina's COVID-19 pass to the yellow star that Jews had to wear in Nazi Germany, DAIA, a leading Jewish political organization, said he was trivializing the Holocaust. Before last year's election, several thousand Argentine Jews signed a letter saying he did not represent them and questioned his political use of Judaism. Happily, this diversity of views among Argentina's Jews may help avoid an anti-Semitic backlash if Mr. Milei's popularity wanes, but his Judaism does not. Indeed, one of Mr. Milei's main rivals is of Jewish descent, Axel Kicillof, the Peronist governor of the province of Buenos Aires, a useful reminder that Moses was no more an anarcho-capitalist than a Peronist.